And if you are still looking for a gift for the chef in your life, how about a cookbook? Well, here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has gone through piles of this year's offerings and joins us with a list of her favorites. Kathy, great to see you as always.
Hi, Jeremy.
And are people still buying cookbooks, or are they just going online for their recipes?
Pardon me? Are people still buying? I'm a cookbook author. They are buying them in droves, which... thank goodness they are, because it's one of the few pleasures left to sit and look through a cookbook and look at those gorgeous photos and imagine what you want to eat. And I literally went through hundreds of them. And it was this year was the hardest year to pick three to highlight. And I decided the only way it made sense were to choose three books that focused on things that I was interested in. Mm. So this is the completely biased, selfish, best cookbook of the year list.
What's on it?
Yeah. Oh, you want to know, huh? Well, okay,
let me
big this year were a lot of famous chefs and food writers had books. Jacques Pepin, Lydia Bastianich, Ruth Reichel, Alice Waters. I didn't include any of those. I tried to choose a little bit off the beaten path, but not completely. Mater Joffrey is a name many people know. She's remarkable. She's an award-winning actress, a James Beard Award-winning cookbook. Her new book is called Vegetarian India, A Journey Through the Best of Indian Home Cooking. And she spent many years visiting with home cooks, street vendors, and various cooks at roadside stands to collect these recipes. And you have there her roasted cauliflower with Punjabi seasonings.
Wow. Can I try it now?
Please. So that was roasted at a high temperature, little cauliflower florets. You could, of course, do this with broccoli as well. Mm. And it's got lemon and turmeric and ginger and cayenne and fresh coriander. And boy, I just love that. And I gave you a little bit of Greek yogurt on the side because there's a bit of heat to it.
This is really good. You know, we don't have time for lunch at here now, so this is a real treat.
Uh-huh. He's just figured out. Why do you think everyone's so happy when I walk in here? It has nothing to do with me.
It's not about what you're saying. It's about what you're bringing. No, Kathy, seriously, the next one here, you've got halibut.
This is a halibut. This is like maybe the fanciest thing I've ever brought you. Mm. I was very conflicted about this book. This is called Nopi, the cookbook, and many people know this author, Yotam Ottolenghi. He's written several best-selling books about Middle Eastern flavors, primarily vegetable-driven. But Nopi is a restaurant in London. Mm. So this is restaurant food. He wrote it together with the chef, Ramael Scully. This book, at first, I just thought, oh, this is so beautiful. These pictures make you want to cook everything. But I decided, okay, let's try it. Because I am always looking for that wowie-zowie dinner party dish, you know, to up the ante. So this is, ready? A pistachio and pine nut crusted halibut with a wild arugula and parsley vichyssoise.
Wow.
That even takes too long to say. But here's what I did. I made the vichyssoise. It's just arugula, the parsley, and a potato. I made it 2 days ahead of time. Done. Then you make this nut butter that goes on top of the fish. It's pine nuts and pistachio, butter and lemon. And then you just broil the fish. Hmm. So this
book, why do you have to do the vichyssoise 2 days ahead? Is that because it's just
don't.
To wake up and think you're going to have to make a vichyssoise?
You know, you work and I work. And making vichyssoise and the nut butter and the fish in one. I'm just trying to break it down and make it real here. Because the problem with a lot of these chef-driven books is that it's not real. It's not Tuesday night food. Some of these books, you need to quit your day job.
This is Wednesday afternoon food, really.
Well, Kathy, when you first brought this in, this dish, which is so delicious, I thought it was, you know, in a sauce, but it's in this soup. It's
Isn't
wonderful.
It stunning? So let's just explain. You can see it on the website, but it's this brilliant green soupy sauce at the bottom, and not a whole lot. It's not a whole bowl of soup with this gorgeous white Alaskan halibut, and then it's got these nut butter on top that you broil so it gets crunchy and gorgeous.
But this isn't labor intensive. You can do this.
Not if you're organized, yeah. Apparently, Jeremy can do it all in a day.
No, I would be frightened by vichyssoise even with a week to prepare. What about this cookie,
yes,
Kathy?
Of course, we can't forget dessert.
Right here.
So that was my other selfish bent, is that I always want to become a better baker. I've talked about this on the radio. I love this book called The Violet Bakery Cookbook by Claire Patak. Everything just made me want to bake. She grew up in California. She trained with Alice Waters at Chez Panisse. And then she moved to London, where she opened the Violet Bakery. Hmm. And the bakery is very famous for cakes, and they make all kinds of amazing-looking cakes. But I brought you the ginger cookies, which mm-hmm. are full of spices. Excuse me. And I thought it would go really well with the cauliflower and all these big flavors. And when you take these ginger cookies out, they're soft, and then they become kind of crunchy and hard. And the other night, I served them as an ice cream sandwich with a mango sorbet.
Oh, wow.
Killer. Amazing.
Wow. And we've got all of these books that Kathy is talking about at our website, hereandnow.org.
Does anyone ever dare give you a cookbook for Christmas, Kathy?
I love getting cookbooks. I mean, every night before I fall asleep, you can generally find a cookbook in my hands. I'm always looking for new ideas. And people, we need to cook more. It's going to help save the world.
Well, it's delicious. I have to guest on Here and Now more often. Wow.
Well, oh, you can go back to San Francisco and go to Chez Panisse every day for lunch.
This is better.
Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef. And again, we've got the list of Kathy's favorite cookbooks of the year at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you both.
Happy holidays.